A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy wide, your home of common sense computing.
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
I can't hear myself.
What?
My headphones don't work.
Mine don't work either, Dr.
Yours
Dave.
Look great.
You know what we should do?
What happened with the headphones this morning?
I just left mine behind.
Yeah.
But what happened to yours?
I'm hearing very little of me.
Which is good. Now we're good.
Yeah.
But we should probably just take the headphones off.
It might help.
It doesn't matter
anyway. I don't know.
And I'll just watch the waveforms when we're on the other page.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Right. I'll just use my expertise behind the board to know exactly where to put the sliders.
Behind the board or in front of the board? You're actually in front of the board. I'm behind the board.
You know what I mean.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Lots of stuff to talk about today. Microsoft, Apple, Google, Yahoo, etc., etc., etc.
Do they still do that? Is that still their thing?
No.
It's not, is it?
No. That's so 20th century.
I tell you.
Well, no, wait a minute. That's not true. They were using that after 2001, so that would... That is so... First decade of the 21st century. Tons of stuff to talk about. Let's get started.
Hold on.
Wait. You have to sip your bullseye drink. What is it? Hey, you could have had a
V8. I
did. You know what I drank this morning?
What?
Avanca.
What?
866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. And as usual... Joined here by the massively muscular, Cold Stone, Evil Steve at my side.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
And me, I'm my computer's user, and your host, Dr. Dave.
Red balls of fire, I'm bodacious. Red balls of fire, I'm afraid. Red balls of fire, goodness gracious. I'm chop, 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 chopping with all of my might.
Yeah. Hey, 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Man, what to start with? I want to start with the first one.
Yeah.
Always a good place to start. That sounds much better. Holy wow.
Does it sound better?
Oh, dude, it's...
Yeah, I just unplugged my headphone.
Wow, so your headphone really is messed up. Yeah, it shuts me down. Okay, that's all right. We can deal with it. Yeah, my headphone's so loud right now. After when you unplugged that, it about blew me out of my seat. Yeah, you heard this last week about Yahoo email getting hacked, right?
Yeah.
It is so interesting, you know, because I really try to help people. But they just don't listen. And I understand it. Because it sounds like I'm a crank. It sounds like I am a conspiratorial negative nutcase. The unfortunate reality is that's the world we live in. If everything is broken, and you're the guy that says, hey, everything's broken, where's the problem? That you are saying everything's broken or the fact that everything's broken? Let me tell you what I'm addressing here. I've got some pretty bright friends. And yes, they're still friends. In fact, in spite of the fact that they're so bright, And they are concerned about security stuff. They're aware. They're on top of things. They're willing to look at stuff. And a couple of them have specifically divorced themselves from Google products, which we've talked about. I think that's a reasonable thing to do. Although I do think, too, that depending on what you're doing and what your concerns are, I mean, the reality is a lot of this stuff is a personal, it's like investing. You know, everybody has a certain tolerance for risk and a certain expectation of reward and that combination. And depending on who you are and that whole picture of yourself, you make different investments. You deal with different people. It's very similar in terms of the services and the products you use and your concern and your willingness for exposure. It's your headset. That does make it better, though. Whatever you just did make it a little better, yeah.
It turns mine off.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's because yours are broken. So amazing to think that those are broken. But you can tell by looking at them, they look like they've been run over by a Humvee. Either that or your head is cockeyed. But it is legitimate to stay with Google, too. But anyway, I mean, it's a personal subjective decision, right? I mean, it just is. What's right for one guy is not right for another. But a couple of these folks have decided to completely divorce themselves from Google, which I applauded. I thought that was, based on their personal profile, it made a lot of sense, and that was a good thing to do. And I think that, companies respond to feedback from their customers, and as customers of theirs, we need to let them know. We don't like the way you do these things. We're not participating in your business anymore until things are squared away, and then maybe we may rejoin you. That's a really important feedback to provide. It's a service to the company to provide. It's a benefit to them. But a lot of these folks have gone over to Yahoo from Google. And I told them at the time they did it, you know what? I got to tell you something. If your choice is Google or Yahoo, I stay with Google. No, blah, 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 blah. Well, last week, we've all heard about it, the Yahoo email hacker breach that exposed millions of people's Yahoo accounts, passwords, login information, etc. I mean, the reality is it very little is safe. And one of the things that is kind of a sad reality is it isn't so much what company to choose in terms of who has better security, who has better service, who has better privacy policies, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes it's choosing a smaller company that just has a lower exposure just because they're a smaller company. You don't use Google or Yahoo. You use a smaller company that the big guys, hey, it goes back to what we've talked about for decades with Microsoft. One of the reasons Microsoft was always such a big virus attraction was because they were the biggest. You know, if you're a bad guy and you want to exploit stuff and get the most for your least, you go after Microsoft, right? I mean, there's, 400 quadrillion Microsoft OS-powered computers out there. Makes sense. Sometimes a lower profile is just a matter of size.
Afraid of the doctor? Maybe a little phone shy? That's okay. You can send Dr. Dave an email live during the show at drdavelive@gmail.com.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.